Well, guess what, John?
Yes?
I've got an extra feature for you.
No.
Well, I really don't, because our next category is the best example of a TV show released on DVD that should have included extra supplementary material, and the nominees are Rod Serling's Night Gallery, Universal Home Video.
Columbo, Universal Home Video.
Green Acres, MGM Home Entertainment.
Mr. Ed, MGM Home Entertainment.
And the winner of the best example of a TV show released on DVD that should have included extra supplementary material is Rod Serling's Night Gallery, Universal Home Video.
The painting is called They're Tearing Down Tim Riley's Bar.
In 1945, when I got out of the service in Binghamton, New York, I'm walking down a street called Main Street, and there, a little restaurant called Dinty Moore's, where my ball club at the high school used to meet and have hamburgers and then drink beer at night. Only the front facade of the building had been left. They were tearing it down. And I recollect in that somewhat bittersweet moment, a terrible swelling feeling of both self-pity and of a kind of betrayal, that here was one anchor that I had, having been overseas, that I could recapture by coming back, and they were tearing it down, and I felt somehow that a piece of my life, a fragment, a portion had been flaked off and had been denied me. I thought often in the ensuing years about that moment, but it wasn't until a moment of depression some 20-odd years later, when things weren't going so hot for me, that I recollected that moment, and that's when I wrote this script. This is not to say it's in any way autobiographical, but much of what this guy hungered for, I hunger for, and I think it's part of the syndrome of age.
How about that, Randy? They're tearing down Tim Riley's bar. That's what they're doing, Tim.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
Now, amazingly enough, that was an extra that didn't exist. It exists only because it came from the dark recesses of Rod Serling's Night Gallery. So, John, can you shed some light on why the DVD of Night Gallery features no extras except for two episodes from subsequent seasons?
No, I can't.
I think you would agree, though, that what we just heard is the type of material that should be on a DVD set like Night Gallery, and also classic shows that have unfortunately received short shrift from various studios.
Well, this is something that we need to converse on, and it is the fact that anyone over 40 who has a certain kinship and a following of a particular TV series that goes beyond just, oh, that was a great show, and actually has collectibles or audio recordings or visual materials, should be sought out by the studios to put them as supplementary in these DVDs. And coincidentally, I believe someone actually submitted to Universal a copy of They're Tearing Down Tim Riley's Bar with this audio commentary, which ran for almost 20 minutes, was it?
Approximately.
Approximately 20 minutes, right. And it would have fit in perfectly and been a wonderful addition, because you literally have an example here of the voice of someone who's no longer with us.
That's right. And amazingly enough, the commentary by Rod Serling and probably other recordings that exist of other classic stars that have yet to be unearthed, sometimes they're very specific. So they can be used as scene-specific commentary for audio commentary, even though the folks aren't with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.